A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Chaf Tes, Beya 29a, pagination page 57, starting from the Mishnah, four lines from the top. Omer Odom Lachaveru, a person is allowed to tell his friend, Shabbos Yomtif, Maleli Kalize, fill this cup for me with sugar, oil, orange juice, whatever the item that he needs is. He can tell him to fill up this cup, and then later on they'll figure out how much the cup was, and he'll replace it. Avalo b'mida, but you're not allowed to do it as a measure. And we have to know what that means. That'll be the subject of the Gemara. But whatever that means, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Im haya kli shel mida, if it is a vessel of measure, lo yimal'enu, you're not allowed to do this. Rabbi Yehuda would only accept it if it's not a kli shel mida, a vessel of measuring. Let's drop down to the second approach of the Gemara, which is the opinion of Rava, which is the way we paskin. So counting up from the wide lines, about 13 lines, in the middle of a line, Rava Omar, Rava says, Mai avalo b'mida. What did it mean in the first opinion of the Mishnah that you're allowed to fill the cup, but not in a measure? Says Rava, it is a measuring cup. That's not what's being considered. But shalo yizko lo shem mida, you're not allowed to mention the amount of the measure. Avo kaliyam yuchad lemida yimalenu. But the fact that it's a vessel designated for measuring doesn't bother us. Va'asa Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar, and Rabbi Yehuda comes and argues to say, kaliyam yuchad lemida lo yimalenu. If it's a vessel designated for measuring, then you're not allowed to fill it up in such an application. So, if we paskin like Rava, and we paskin like the Tana Kama, you'd be allowed to fill up a measuring cup, if that's the easiest way to do it. But you're not allowed to mention the measuring amount, focusing on the measure. But you are allowed to use that utensil. So that, for example, a person has a measuring cup that has a nice spout. He wants to be able to use the spout to pour the item off in a controlled way. Forgive the expression, a controlled substance. So he wants to use the measuring cup. So he's allowed to, as long as they don't discuss the amount of the measure. The Gemara does continue, and I hope to get to it in a moment, but just to put this in practical perspective, the Mechaber in Siman Shin Chaf Gimel, Shulchan Aruch, writes that one of the considerations here is that he's putting it directly into the measuring cup, and that's how he takes it. Umolicho leveso, and takes it like that. However, avalimdod bekliyam yuchad lemida velishpach lesoch kelav shalokeach oser. But to pour it into the measuring cup, as if you're measuring, and then pouring it into the buyer's, the neighbor's vessel, so that you're not allowed to do, because that appears to be an act of measuring the item, and we discussed that measuring with precision is going to be a problem on Shabbos and Yom Tov for a variety of reasons. It's business, it's fear that you're going to write it down. So it can't be that you're pouring it into the measuring cup and then into the neighbor's vessel. But the Ramah says, V'yesh makilim, and there are those who are lenient, and this is the way we follow. If it's mema'et o mosif ma'at shari, if you do an imprecise measure, so that you're looking for approximately the 4 ounce mark because that's how much he needs, but you put in, it's around 4 ounces. So the fact that you purposely do it a little more, a little less, you make it imprecise, makes the measuring cup nothing more than a vessel, and it's not viewed as a measuring cup. Let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara presents a challenge over here that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon do not seem to be following their general approach to Yom Tif and how much we would allow people to do measuring on Yom Tif. Specifically, from a Mishnah that we just had regarding the use of a scale on Yom Tif. The Gemara says, Alma gabe simchas Yom Tif, Rabbi Yehuda l'chumar v'rabbanon l'kula. It looks from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is strict. Any use of a measuring cup would be forbidden. We're going like the Rabbanon, who allow a measuring cup if it's not used for precise measurement. V'ipchasham inan l'hu, we found the opposite approach regarding a scale, the Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Shokal adam basa k'neged akli k'neged akofitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to measure on a scale meat, where you put on the other side of the scale, not a calculated weight, but rather a vessel, a cleaver. You put something there. But the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to use a scale at all. That's the way we paskin, if the scale is in place and appears to be in a position to be used as a weight measure. Alma, what do you see from the case of the scale? Rabbi Yehuda Lukula, Rabbi Yehuda was lenient. As long as you used it with an unusual counterbalance, you were allowed to use the scale. V'rabbanan l'chumra, and the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to use the scale at all. Kashad Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bayos was strict by the measuring cup, and over there he's lenient by the scale. Kashad Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. And the Rabbanon also seems to be inconsistent, because by us they're lenient by the measuring cup, and over there by the scale they're strict. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, that can be resolved, because hasam b'she'ena miyuchad l'mida, because the way he's using the scale is purposely with an item of counterbalance that's not designated for measuring things. So even though the scale is a measuring type item, but the method that you're using it is with a vessel on the other side instead of a measured counterbalance, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, the scale use in such a way is permitted. Hacha, but over here you're using a measuring cup. Miyuchad lemida, it's designated for measure, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda objected to its use. Dirabanan adirabanan lami lokasha. The Rabbanan should also not be considered inconsistent, because hasam ka'avid ki'ivdin d'chol, because over there you're doing the way you do during the week. It looks like you're using a scale. Hacha, and you are. You're just using a different type of counterbalance. Hacha lo ka'avid ki'ivdin b'chol, but over here you're not doing the way of the weekday. The avdi inchi, because it does happen, the mekarvi chaman b'mana de kila v'shasu, that people sometimes take wine in a measuring cup with no intent to measure. It's simply what's available, it's more convenient, and you're allowed because it's not intrinsically an act of business. This is also related to another question which comes up. A person in the kitchen wants to use the measuring cup because of the spout and wants to use it for more precise pouring. Nothing to do with measuring. It's just, it's an available vessel. And here too, we would say that as long as you don't use it in the method of precise measuring, these final words of Rava's explanation would hold true. A person sometimes uses this, quote, measuring vessel, but he's using it in a totally different context, simply to conduit foods from one place to another, and therefore it's not intrinsically considered a measuring item. And that's this Ramah that we're mentioning, that as long as you keep it imprecise, it will be permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.